Support for this public radio podcast comes from Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 20th of October, 2007. It's the anniversary of the Great Fair, at which most Americans saw electricity in use for the first time. 1892, on this day, Chicago officially dedicated the World's Columbian Exposition, a great white city built in classical style along the shore of Lake Michigan, and at night, everything was lit up with a string of electric lights, the first time electric lights were used on such a large scale in America. The Chicago World's Fair was an enormous success. It stood up for about a half year, and it drew 27 million visitors, about half the American population back then in 1892. In addition to electricity, it was also the place where most Americans first saw postcards, fiberglass, the zipper, the ice cream cone, Cracker Jack, Quaker Oats, shredded wheat, belly dancing, spray paint, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Ferris wheel, which at the World's Fair was 264 feet high, driven by two 1,000-horsepower steam engines on a 45-foot axle. It's the birthday of the poet Arthur Rimbaud, born in Charleville, France, in 1854, who wrote his poems between the age of 16 and the age of 19, when he took off to travel the world, wound up in Africa, became an arms dealer, and so far as anybody knows, never wrote another poem. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Pinsky, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1940, and the novelist Monica Ali, born in Dhaka in what was then East Pakistan, is now Bangladesh, in 1967, author of the novel Brick Lane, which was a big bestseller in 2003. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Hum. What is this dark hum among the roses? The bees have gone simple, sipping, that's all. What did you expect? Sophistication? They're small creatures, and they are filling their bodies with sweetness. How could they not moan in happiness? The little worker bee lives, I have read, about 3 weeks. Is that long? Long enough, I suppose, to understand that life is a blessing. I have found them, haven't you? Stopped in the very cups of the flowers, their wings a little tattered, so much flying about to the hive, then out into the world, then back, and perhaps dancing, should the task be to be a scout, sweet dancing bee. I think there isn't anything in this world I don't admire. If there is, I don't know what it is. I haven't met it yet, nor expect to. The bee is small, and since I wear glasses so I can see the traffic and read books, I have to take them off and bend close to study and understand what is happening. It's not hard. It's, in fact, as instructive as anything I have ever studied. Plus, too, it's love almost too fierce to endure, the bee nuzzling like that into the blouse of the rose and the fragrance and the honey. And, of course, the sun, the purely pure sun, shining all the while over all of us. A poem by Mary Oliver entitled Hum from her collection Thirst, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzger. Be well Do good work and keep in touch.